Let's move to Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's from the great state of Texas. Sir, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. And we're having you specifically because you're in kind of an interesting position. You've been threatening to sue the Trump administration here over deferred action, which is, again, this is the Dreamer program that President Obama put into place I believe it's 5 years ago now. Yesterday was the anniversary of it, and it was to allow applications for young immigrants to get essentially amnesty, to not be deported. And you've been trying to sue to change that and now threatening to sue the Trump administration over it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's very similar to DAPA. Obviously, DAPA related to the parents. We sued over that with 26 states total. Very beginning of my term, about 2.5 years ago, we were successful in getting an injunction to stop it, largely because it was ruled unconstitutional because the president had overstepped his power, didn't have the power to change law. And DACA is exactly the same. It's a different issue as it relates to children, but it's still an action by President Obama where he made up the law as opposed to implementing the law. And all we're arguing is that if there's going to be a change in immigration law, it needs to be done by Congress, not a president who's running amok.
And so even under President Trump, you say this qualifies as an abuse of the executive's power.
Well, so it wasn't Trump who put this into a place. All
right.
We're saying is, you know, President Obama did not rescind it. He put it into place. And President Trump, during the campaign, had criticized it as being unconstitutional. All we're asking him to do now, just like he did with DAPA, is rescind it and get rid of the abuse of power and let Congress do their job.
Do you expect Congress to actually be able to do anything? They have not been successful in passing much
legislation. Well, it's not my job to decide what policy there should and shouldn't be. It's just if we're going to have a change in law, if we can't let the president be the one that makes the change, that is obviously a complete violation of
the Constitution,
of what our founders so much cared about, which was separation of powers and letting government be divided as opposed to having an all-powerful president. So whether we like the policy or not, you know, whether you love it or you don't love it, it's still not the job of the president. Just make up law.
Your decision on whether or not to sue hinges around a specific date, September 5th. If President Trump doesn't announce a phase out of DACA, then a lawsuit will be coming. Why is September 5th the date?
You know, we just wanted to give the administration, we have a great relationship working with them. We wanted to give them time to look at it, consider it. We are in court. We've been in court on DAPA already. And all we're saying is, look here, we're going to give you some time, and if you do not rescind this, we're going to amend our complaint, which was the DAPA suit, which we won. We're going to amend our complaint and file a DACA claim as well.
If that DACA claim comes through, do you expect the Trump Justice Department to defend DACA?
Look, I don't know. I certainly don't think in the end it is defensible. We've already gotten a preliminary injunction on DAPA, where the court said we were likely to win on the merits at trial if we took it to trial. DACA is the exact same issue. It's the exact same violation of separation of powers, the exact same abuse by President Obama. So largely, I think it's going to be difficult for them to defend.
And tell me, I think it's now about 800,000 young illegal immigrants have been kept in the country based on this policy. How is it affecting Texas? Why do you want to sue?
Well, so, I mean, fundamentally, this goes back to something that I'm sworn to do, which was uphold the Constitution. And if we start making exceptions for made-up laws by presidents that we sort of like or sort of don't like, we run into this problem. Where does it stop? Where does the power of the presidency stop? And so we've made a decision that this is a clear violation of the Constitution, and we as Texans can't allow the president to overreach his power.
You know, you're getting some criticism here that, and you mentioned, of course, loyalty to the law, but you're getting criticism here from members of the House Border Caucus, among others, who are saying that this will result in cruel and unjustifiable consequences for young Texans. How are you responding to that?
So I'd say to the Border Caucus, you know, it's fundamentally they should care about how things get done, that if we start making exceptions for President Obama and allowing him to change the law, without any vote of Congress, without any debate by the people's elected representatives, then what stops President Trump from making up law that they don't like and pushing it forward? So, you know, they ought to look at the process. It really does matter in the end how it's done. And if we allow President Obama to do it, then presidents going forward can make up all kinds of different laws. And what do we do then?
Now, are you? How many states' attorney generals are attorneys general rather are involved in this? Is this a solo Texas effort, or do you have others?
No, we have. We sent a letter. There were 10 states that sent a letter to President Trump asking him to rescind this.
Okay, and are these all Republican attorneys general?
Yes, I believe in this case it was all Republican attorneys general.
And was there an effort to try and get Democrats to join it?
You know, we always try to include Democrats and Republicans. Sometimes we get Democrats, sometimes we don't. A lot of times when we were suing the Obama administration, we did not get Democrats, but occasionally we did. In this case, we did not get – there were no other Democrat states that participated.
Just bringing this sort of back to the real people involved, is it expensive for Texas tax dollars to be supporting these people, these young adults? Are there a lot of, you know, criminal illegal aliens being legally kept in the country? What's the real-life consequences of it?
Yeah, so in Texas, there's clearly costs. We had to demonstrate the impact of those costs when we filed the lawsuit. You know, it ends up being healthcare costs, education costs.
Mm-hmm.
There's law enforcement costs. Illegals in our state we've been tracking crimes since 2011, so the last 6 years. We've had over 500,000 crimes committed by illegals in our state.
Wow, that's an astonishing number. 500,000 crimes in Texas by illegal aliens.
So you hear this argument, you know, there's no impact. There clearly is an impact from a crime standpoint. And so, you know, that's why this whole illegal immigration issue has to be dealt with, because it's having a dramatic impact on our crime statistics and our crime and on victims in this state.
Yeah.
Real quickly, you've been taking on these Obama amnesty programs for a while now. Have you had any communication with the Trump administration, have any sense at all of what their intention is for DACA?
You know, I don't know for sure. That's why we sent the letter. You know, they've had a lot to deal with in the first 6 months. They've been, you know, we had 27 lawsuits that we filed against the federal government over over 2.5 years in office. And so it's been difficult for them to get through every one of those all at once. But we've had success. For instance, we did have success on DAPA. They did rescind it. It didn't happen on day one, but it happened, you know, about 5 months into the administration. So I guess what I'd say is, yeah, we've been talking to them. We've had cooperation all along. We're hopeful that in the end, either prior to the lawsuit or after, that we'll get this resolved prior to going to actual trial.
Well, we might find out by September 5th. That's the deadline you've given them. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, thanks very much for giving us insight this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Y'all have a
good
day.
God bless Texas.
You too.